Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. While our next guest expects 2019's final economic growth numbers to come in significantly lower than those we saw when the year began, and that limp-along trend will continue this year, he does not foresee a recession in 2020. Bruce Yandel is Dean Emeritus at the College of Business and Behavioral Science and Alumni Professor of Economics Emeritus, both at Clemson University. He is also the Distinguished Professor of Economics at George Mason University's Mercatus Center, which publishes his Economic Situation Report. Bruce, welcome back to the program.
Glad to have the opportunity to chat with you today, Mike.
First of all, that overall forecast, you don't see a recession, but not any exciting growth either.
No, I don't. I'm looking for a number like 2% for real GDP growth. You know, maybe 2.122, but in that what I call sleepwalking neighborhood.
Does this look like the same forecast for our state in general, too?
South Carolina is a stronger miniature economy, let's put it that way, relative to the nation. For a number of reasons. One has to do with population growth. The nation is 0.5%, the slowest growth in 100 years. We have a population growth of about 1.3%, and it's people that produce things and produce value and then become prosperous. But in addition to that, as you look at pockets of productivity in South Carolina, you will find economies that are producing GDP at a rate of 3 and a fraction, 4 and a fraction, relative to the nation's 2.0. And, of course, that does not apply to every county, but we are stronger on average than the nation. And I guess the vulnerable thing, perhaps the little bit, let's call it scary thing, about the strong South Carolina economy, Mike, is that so much of that strength is related to export industries. We are a heavy manufacturing state. And we in South Carolina are accustomed to shipping to the world. Trade wars cause us to be a little bit nervous.
Now, these trade wars that have been going on for a while feel sometimes like they might finally be becoming resolved.
There's an indication, two indicators of progress. One has to do with the passage by Congress and the signing by the President of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, which replaced NAFTA. And the second thing is an important first agreement, first step, as they call it, agreement with China, settling some of the large issues. There's a good bit of distance to travel. And Mike, in some sense, we are just sort of getting back to where we were before the trade war started. We haven't really gotten back to where we were. Along the way, let's hope that there are some accomplishments that will cause China to treat the U.S. better in terms of rules and so forth, and for the U.S. to be more open with respect to some of China's concerns. But there is a reason to be optimistic.
In your forecast for 2020, I'm assuming that you're taking into consideration things like Brexit, the impeachment process, the coronavirus.
Let's talk about each one. Brexit, the effects of the decision have been rippling out ever since there was the vote. And so a lot of those effects are already out there. With respect to impeachment, Mike, I went back and looked at GDP growth during the time of the Clinton impeachment. I did not find any effect. Now if we fast forward to this one, that suggests to me that there will be no economic effects coming out of the process. On the coronavirus and what might happen there, I went back and looked at the SARS epidemic that occurred in 2002-2003. Very similar. The impact on China's economy was a loss of 1% in GDP growth. When we translate that kind of number into America, we won't be able to find any impact. Even when we make the number very large, I am doubtful that we would see measurable impact on real GDP growth.
Well, Bruce, as always, thanks so much for your insight and your time.
Great talking with you, Mike.
Bruce Yandell is Dean Emeritus at the College of Business and Behavioral Science and Alumni Professor of Economics Emeritus, both at Clemson University. He's also the Distinguished Professor of Economics at George Mason University's Mercatus Center, which publishes his Economic Situation Report. And we will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.